We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals
that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration. What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Caribou, wonderful viewers. Caribou means welcome in Swahili, a language spoken by about 35 million people in the continent of Africa. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astor 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5, AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 77 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe, in Ankh-Virang, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Bouer, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on CIAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blondelsat. And in Edea, Channel 37 on Itablesimong Eserna.
In Brazil, in San Gonzalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 19 on TV Costa Verde.
In Bogotá, Colombia, in Beavista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estradita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, Channel 16 on Parabólica Beavista. In Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Via Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia.
And in Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. in Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Holytel.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taperacuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SAA. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiao Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzheng Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xiaoyi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozhe City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xiaoyi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 in Duliu City on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Yuanchang Township on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong An Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Altai Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision. Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV, in Hotor, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin, in Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company, and in Sanshan City and Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel, and in Hamburg on Willytel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recamp Cable Network, and in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Zambia plans to build new schools. In media news, Lebanon is lauded for its freedom of the press. In humanitarian news, an American collaboration explores how agriculture can contribute to peace-building efforts. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, September 5th, is the birthday of Chilean professor Nicanor Parra, considered one of the most important Latin American poets in the 20th century. Born in 1914 in Chilán, Professor Parra also taught mathematics and theoretical physics at the University of Chile. Acclaimed for his brilliant use of language, Professor Parra's writings addresses a wide range of contemporary issues, such as human rights and ecology. Poems and Anti-Poems is one of his most famous works. Professor Parra's many accolades include Chile's National Award for Literature in 1969 and the prestigious Juan Rulfo Prize for Latino American and Caribbean Literature in 1991. We sincerely thank you, Professor Nicanor Parra, for your outstanding talent which continues to bring joy to many. May you be graced with a delightful birthday in the company of loved ones.
Fly-in news. State of emergency follows big New Zealand earthquake. At 4:35 a.m. on Saturday, September 4th, the South Island's largest city of Christchurch was rattled by a powerful 7.1 magnitude tremor. Over 100 people were treated for minor injuries, while two suffered more serious harm, with one who had to be hospitalized in intensive care. As the strongest quake to hit in a century, with at least 10 aftershocks measuring up to 5.2 on the Richter scale, most of the area lost power, with roads that were cracked and blocked by debris. Christchurch City Council declared a state of emergency as disaster personnel rescued 10 people trapped in holes that had suddenly formed in the ground, while the central business district of the city was shut down due to risk of further building collapses. Up to 1,000 residents in Christchurch's seaside suburbs were put on evacuation alert by civil defence officials due to flooding from broken water and sewage mains, as the initial tremors also caused the River Avon to burst its banks. Despite the significant damage, there were fortunately no deaths, and many residents reported their gratitude at being alive. We join in thankfulness for the general safety of the quake-stricken New Zealand people, as we also send our appreciation for the officials and personnel working to ensure their well-being. Our prayers for the swift recovery of the injured, and that such potentially disastrous conditions may be lessened through our kinder eco-stabilizing actions.
South Australia deluged by thunderstorms and floods. Widespread flash floods swept the state of South Australia following thunderstorms on Friday, September 3rd, that caused at least one injury in the city of Adelaide. Many areas experienced power loss, while emergency crews were working around the clock to curb rising waters with sandbags. On the Eyre and York peninsulas, persistent rains caused a school and six homes to become inundated, with a dam that officials are monitoring as it has threatened to burst. Emergency services personnel reported receiving more than 500 calls due to storm damage. Elsewhere in the nation, thousands of Victoria State residents were on flood alert in preparation for what was forecast to be the biggest storm in 15 years. Supreme Master Ching Hai asked our association members to please check with local governments and other agencies to find out if extra help is needed, and if possible, go to see if the victims need urgent aid. She also added that financial assistance is available as necessary. Our gratefulness, emergency teams, for your endeavours to protect the area's residents, as we also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for her thoughtful concern. Wishing everyone a smooth return to the regularity of their daily lives, and that such weather intensities subside as humanity's gentler ways help calm our ecosphere.
Windstorm upsets Russian region. As reported on Friday, September 3rd, a severe windstorm with rain and gusts of up to 130 kilometers per hour caused much damage in Russia's Prokladnensky district in the Kabardino-Balkar Republic. The National Emergencies Ministry stated that two people's injuries required hospitalization, while over 600 houses and other structures were damaged across numerous settlements. The storm also resulted in loss of power for 10,000 residents, as well as water outages for many buildings.
Police were quick to respond in evacuating vulnerable populations such as the elderly and the ill, along with providing follow-up services to help restore the area to normal function. Meanwhile, government-directed damage assessment is already underway to compensate those who suffered material loss. Supreme Master Ching Hai asked our association members to please check with local governments and other agencies to find out if extra help is needed, and if possible, go to see if the victims need urgent aid. She also added that financial assistance is available as necessary. Russian Emergencies Ministry, police personnel and other officials, we appreciate your timely and meaningful assistance, as well as Supreme Master Ching Hai's caring concern. With heaven's grace, may our efforts toward more considerate care of the environment help minimize such disturbances as these.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even travelling great distance on unfavourable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Japan removes chemical weapons from China, following a detailed plan agreed in June as a ratifying member of the International Chemical Weapons Convention. Japan has announced that work will begin to dispose of some 400,000 chemical munitions left in China since 1945. The goal is to eliminate all chemical hazard and danger to residents in the region, with an initial removal of 36,000 munitions from Nanjing City over the next 12 months, and more to follow in other regions. Speaking of the announcement, Chinese Deputy Foreign Minister Zhang Jijun affirmed that the operation would help enhance the two countries' stable relations. Our respectful appreciation, Japan, for your commitment to restoring security and safe passage to neighbor residents in China. May the friendship between your nations be graced to blossom in stability and peace.
Arizona, USA welcomes a second Loving Hut. The second Loving Hut locale in the southwestern state was recently launched on a busy street in Phoenix, Arizona. As one of the newest additions to the world's fastest growing chain of vegan fast food restaurants, Loving Hut exemplifies Supreme Master Ching Hai's concept of bringing wholesome, cruelty-free meals to the public in a delectable and affordable way. With a modern, welcoming atmosphere, Loving Hut Central Arizona has quickly garnered many happy customers.
I just love it.
You know, I don't even think it matters if you're a vegan or not. I think the food is just flavorful and fresh. And it's just fantastic.
The food definitely tastes wonderful.
And would you come here again?
Yes.
And what was your favorite?
The soup. I like the drink, too.
I want to eat here every day.
Hooray, Loving Hut, on another auspicious opening. We are thankful for the vision of Supreme Master Ching Hai in encouraging this Loving Hut international franchise. As more and more people experience the pleasure of choosing plant-based fare, may we soon welcome a vegan world in which all beings thrive in healthy, compassionate coexistence.
Some of the benefits of a vegetarian diet: lowers blood pressure, lowers cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer, stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 70% of the total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the cleared Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing, a solution for world hunger, free up 3.4 billion hectares of land, free up 760 million tons of grain every year, half the world's grain supply, consumes one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production, reduces pollution from untreated animal waste, maintains cleaner air, saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg. Go green. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/be-veg.
Double hand surgery, a success. Just a week after a team of more than 10 surgeons and medical staff at the Jewish Hospital in Kentucky, USA, performed an 18-hour procedure to replace both hands of Dr. Richard Edwards, he could already demonstrate the ability to wiggle his fingers. The practicing chiropractor, who several years earlier lost 7 fingers in a burn accident, had found it difficult to manage even simple tasks such as holding keys or eating food. Following the operation, the surgeon said that being able to connect his existing nerves to the donor hands was helping speed his recovery process. Dr. Edwards remarked that he feels fantastic and very blessed and looks forward to holding his wife's hand again. His wife Cindy gratefully said, "I cannot thank the donor family enough. We rejoice to see Dr. Richard Edwards so swiftly on the road to recovery as we thank the surgical team for their professional skill and care. May technical advancements as these continue to expand, bringing life-changing benefits to patients across the globe."
Save our planet. West Nile virus takes toll in Greece. With 15 people who have succumbed to the disease, 39 are currently hospitalized, 9 of whom are in intensive care, as the total number of cases rises to over 160. Most stem from areas in Macedonia that are in close proximity to lakes and rivers. Nearly all of the victims have suffered from the serious condition of encephalitis, an inflammation of the brain caused by the illness. In response, the Greek government has allocated an additional €250,000 beyond the €300,000 initially pledged to help ensure prevention in the area. The West Nile virus is transmitted by mosquitoes and has become a growing health concern globally as its range widens with climate change.
Spokeswoman for Greece's Hellenic Center for the Control and Prevention of Diseases, Dr. Dorita Bakker, noted that the spread of the disease had worsened from this year's hot, wet summer that created ideal breeding grounds for the insects. In a recent article published in the infectious disease journal Eurosurveillance, Italian researchers studying organ donors found to their surprise that certain serum samples testing positive for the virus originated in regions where infection previously wasn't known to be a risk. In a related Eurosurveillance editorial, the European Centre for Disease Prevention and Control warned that heightened monitoring and preparedness for West Nile virus is needed in Europe as human cases increase.
We thank Dr. Bakker, the Hellenic Centre for the Control and Prevention of Diseases, and the Greek government for your concerned alert about the increased vulnerability to this disease. Our heartfelt prayers for the recovery of those suffering from the West Nile virus, and that we may speed our actions to halt climate change and restore the vitality of both humans and the earth.
Speaking with concern for humanity's welfare during a July 2008 video conference with our association members in Washington, USA, Supreme Master Ching Hai explained the most efficient way to curb such perils related to global warming.
And some places may have more mental illness and all kind of other illnesses, and diseases goes where they have not been before even. Like mosquitoes, they migrate into different area where they have not been before because the climate is warmer. So it depends on how many people join the vegetarian diet. The more vegetarian people, the less killing of the animals, the more time we have to rescue the planet and the lives on the planet. So everybody have to join into the vegetarian diet and stop the killing, stop the harm to other people and the animals, and save energies every way possible and go green wherever possible. Then we still can save the planet.
Save our planet. Orlak, or Vietnam, joins ASEAN program to protect biodiversity. Orlak, or Vietnam, has become the sixth and most recent member nation to join the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, Wildlife Enforcement Network. The goal of the program is to minimize and prevent illegal wildlife activities, including hunting, trafficking, and product trade. Launching Orlak's corresponding Interagency Executive Committee for Wildlife Enforcement, the nation's Deputy Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development, Wei Duc Nhi, stated that without protective action, more than 40% of wild fauna and flora in Southeast Asia may disappear in the next decade. Orlak is joining Cambodia, Indonesia, Malaysia, the Philippines, and Thailand in becoming part of ASEAN's Wildlife Law Enforcement Network, currently the world's largest, that brings together the efforts of international police, customs officials, and environmental agencies. Congratulations and kudos, Orlak, or Vietnam, ASEAN, and all other participating nations for your commitment to protecting cherished wildlife. Blessed be such efforts in renewing biodiversity to flourish across the globe.
Save Our Planet. During a visit to South Kamchatsky Wildlife Reserve, home to one of the world's largest protected brown bear populations, Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin expresses concern about the effects of illegal human poaching on the welfare of these and all bears.
Save Our Planet. Environmentalist Philippe Cousteau Jr., grandson of the late French researcher Jacques-Yves Cousteau, who studied the sea and all her inhabitants, voices his concern that overfishing is quickly destroying vast numbers of marine species and ecosystems.
Save Our Planet. The newly appointed director of Russia's Federal Forest Agency, Viktor Masyakov, announces plans to replant all the forests that were damaged or destroyed in the nation's recent wildfires.
Warning news. Following the recent recall of 500 million eggs due to salmonella infection, officials from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, state that many more people than the 1,500 known to have fallen ill have likely been sickened from eating the contaminated eggs.
Howdy, I'm Hee-Haw the Donkey, and I eat smart with the vegan diet. Today, I have a tip on protecting young grass seedlings. When mowing your lawn, it's a good idea to keep the cutting blade sharpened. That way, the seedlings won't be pulled out of the ground. Thank you for tuning in, and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the weather around the world.
Good governance news. Zambia plans to build 100 new schools. 45 of the upcoming institutions are currently being constructed across the nation. This is part of a plan to improve access to education for all children by 2015. Minister of Education, the Honorable Dora Celia, stated that the initiative is in keeping with the United Nations Millennium Development Goals. Our earnest appreciation, Zambia and the Honorable Dora Celia, for your caring efforts. May each precious student have an abundance of love, happiness, and enriched learning opportunities.
In media news, the Federation of Arab Journalists, FAJ, commends Lebanon for the high level of press liberty. The Egyptian-based FAJ released a 2010 Press Freedom Report, which also lauded Lebanon's Press Federation and Journalist Union for always being prepared to deal with subjects they encounter. In addition, civic groups were praised for their supportive efforts. We applaud you, Lebanon, for your dedication to bringing important information to the public. May all individuals have access to vital knowledge in order to make wise decisions for a happy and sustainable future. Up next on Noteworthy News, agriculture's role in peace building is explored. We'll go for some cool and refreshing air. Be right back. Stay tuned for more engaging news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News. Happy news for a contented world. In humanitarian news, an American collaborative endeavor explores how agriculture can contribute to peace building. The Howard G. Buffett Foundation has donated $1.5 million to the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences at Texas A&M University and Texas AgriLife Research. The funds will be used to set up a teaching and research program. It will assist in providing tools for development professionals to help countries revitalize their economies and bring about harmony. Our gratitude, the Howard G. Buffett Foundation, for your generosity. Also our thankfulness, Texas AgriLife Research and the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences at Texas A&M University, for your commitment to a tranquil and prosperous world. May abundant crops support a vibrant plant-based lifestyle on a calm and joy-filled ecosphere.
Let's enjoy a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, Visiting Baby.
It's incredible, but a 65-year-old woman has a baby. So everybody come visit and say congratulations and all that. And then ask her if they can see the baby. She say, no, not yet, not now. So they say, why? Is the baby sleeping? The woman say, I don't know. So they ask them, why couldn't we see the baby? When can we see the baby then? She say, okay, whenever the baby cries, then we can see her. Say, why is that? She said, because I forgot where I put her.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Dearest Supreme Master Ching Hai, please accept my humble obeisance at your lotus feet. All glories to you and your mission of eradicating all the suffering of all sentient beings. Thank you so much for coming into my life via Supreme Master Television. A year ago, I accidentally stumbled upon your channel, and this ended my long inner search for someone who would lead me back home. Whatever I had read in the scriptures and heard from holy men about how an enlightened master should be, you are the embodiment of all that and more. Words are not adequate to glorify you and the work that you are doing for the whole universe. I love you very much, waiting for the day when your merciful and compassionate glance will fall upon me. Please let us all have faith in her words. She has promised us that if we all turn veg, we'll be able to save the planet, and not just save it, but it will be almost like Eden on Earth. Let us heed her wise advice, which is only for our sake. For her, it doesn't matter, because she is already one with God. With all my love, Harsha from Nairobi, Kenya.
Greetings, Harsha. Thank you for your moving note. Supreme Master Ching Hai has a special reply for you.
Blessed Harsha, it is my deep honor to remind our brothers and sisters to rediscover their own inner treasure and the way home. Thank you for your trust and sincerity. May heaven's blessings shine upon you in this life and beyond. And may angels watch over your cherished people of Kenya. Love, love, Ching Hai.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
Now we say kwaheri, which means goodbye in Swahili.
May your path be one of respect for all of God's creation.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Paraguayan President Fernando Lugo and Argentinian Foreign Minister Hector Timmerman announced plans to build two new bridges linking their countries, along with the formation of a labor committee to improve border crossings.
Attending the 23rd International Book Fair in Moscow, Russia, the nation's Prime Minister Vladimir Putin is also honored as the author of a preface to the recently published biography of former President Boris Yeltsin.
An archaeological team unearthed treasures in present-day Syria, including a gold bracelet adorned with lapis lazuli and other ornaments that highlights the cultural ties between Mesopotamia, Mediterranean, and Nile Valley civilizations nearly 4,000 years ago.
U.S. chef Kim O'Donnell authors The Meat Lover's Meatless Cookbook, Vegetarian Recipes Carnivores Will Devour, designed to provide delicious meat-free alternatives that aid in the switch to a vegetarian diet.
Panama announces a program to legalize immigrants in Chiriquí province, which borders Costa Rica, with plans to expand the measure and resolve the situations of thousands more people this year.
U.S. President Barack Obama phones French President Nicolas Sarkozy and Saudi Arabian King Abdullah regarding the restart of Israeli-Palestinian peace talks to ask for their counsel on next steps and express thanks for their support.
As the fastest growth since 2007, the Australian Bureau of Statistics reports that the country's economy increased by 1.2% in the 3 months leading up to June 2010, with the most growth in construction, scientific and technical sectors.
Uruguay and Argentina agree to appoint a special joint committee to oversee environmental monitoring of the Uruguay River, which forms a natural shared border between their countries.
The 8th Tomorrow Story Festival features storytellers from the five Maghreb nations of Algeria, Tunisia, Libya, Mauritania, and host country Morocco to promote cultural appreciation and unity, as well as to introduce youth to the country's rich oral heritage.
The Palestinian Authority announces plans to donate $1 million for renovations to protect the walls and floor mosaics of the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem, which stands on the traditional site of Jesus' birth.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.